Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. I had several people ask me, are you going to have a live show today? And I go, yes, I am. I am going to have a live show today. I am missing the inauguration, but I would assume many of you are watching. But this is Inauguration Day. So the changing of power is what we're going to witness. So I don't really like that term, power, because the power is in the United States of America, which was designed to be a constitutional republic, is we the people. And that should never change, regardless of political party. But for the sake of what's actually taking place, let's look at today. Many of you are more than likely watching the inaugural events. What's taking place even now at this moment while I'm speaking to you? I cannot hear here in the office, so I'll just catch it later. The discord in this nation is a horrible scene. Protesting? What do they represent? These boycotting Democrats, who do they represent? I find it difficult to remain silent, as if I ever have remained silent, regarding this particular situation and looking for the truth, the hypocrisy behind it all. The protesters are being fed lies by mainstream media. They believe things that simply are not true, and if they hate, which they do, they should be just in it. They should at least wait and see what this new president will do and what he'll accomplish. However, that is what they are afraid of. Will Donald Trump's team, his administration, save the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America? In thinking about the boycotting election, the elected officials anyway, in your job, do you ever have to attend meetings or conferences or banquets, etc., that you really don't want to go to, you'd rather not? But you do it anyway, don't you? The truth is, my patriot listeners, the protest is not about Donald Trump, but it's about the fear that he truly will drain that swamp. Have you ever wondered just why elected officials leave their office, multimillionaires? The Obamas are doing that today. Plus, they get a guaranteed lifetime security, retirement, health care. And it goes on and on. These are set for life, while the majority of we the people struggle day to day to make ends meet. I told you over a year ago that Mitch McConnell, Republican, so I'm not picking on just the Democrats here, he was going to leave his office. No, I'm sorry, after he was there, I wished he was leaving office. After he was there for 6 years, he has a worth of $24 million. I want his accountant. I want to believe that Donald Trump and Mike Pence are set on doing exactly those things they've campaigned to do, one of which is drain the swamp and stop this corruption that's going on. But the Democrats are set on fighting every step of the way. Why? Because they hate the Republic and they love socialism. The Democrats are not representing or protecting that which they take an oath to uphold. They are not legitimate in their jobs and in their positions. They are phonies. They are bullies. They are un-American. They don't even respect the man we thought they all worshipped. Supposedly, President Obama called for a peaceful transfer of power. Is that what this boycott honors? No. They chose not to honor even their beloved president. Did you ever think of it that way? So what is it that they honor? Who is it that they represent? Why do they hate so strongly life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity? They love those things for themselves, but not for you. Not for we, the people. So, I was thinking, do you remember the Democrats walking out on the testimonies of the Benghazi families? Do you remember the sit-in the Democrats had to protest the Second Amendment? I've tried to compare these lists, and guess what? Yep. Many of the same names are on these lists. All three lists. The Democrats are not legitimate. They don't mean it when they take an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution. If they did, they wouldn't have sit-ins against it, would they? They have no love or respect for the everyday American, you or me. They want to keep their constituents dependent on the government so that they can continue to convince them, justify their existence, how they are fighting for them, which is far, far, far from the truth. Not to be all one-sided, because many Republicans are big government too, many of those rhinos are scared to death, just like the Democrats, that Donald Trump is about to bring their ivory tower they've been occupying in D.C. down. What will happen in this new administration remains to be seen, but what we have seen happen has been a disgrace and a slap in the face, not to Donald Trump, but to the American people. Are you one of those forgotten people that they speak of, that Donald Trump speaks of, that elected Donald Trump, a non-politician? Why? We've been forgotten because we've been so very busy trying to keep families together, feed the world, keep shoes on the children. But they hate rural America. They hate working America. Because we don't need them. But, oh, my friends, they do need us. It's Inauguration Day. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will take their oath of office today to you. Their pledge is to you, we the people. What will happen tomorrow? Well, it should be quite interesting. Something I would absolutely love to see or hear that happened tomorrow is that you, that we the people, make those phone calls to your representatives or your senators that didn't attend the inauguration, and if vowing to fight and stall each cabinet member of Donald Trump, you need to let them know this is not acceptable in the eyes of the Republic. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. It is our obligation as the Republic, the true power that never changes, must hold all officials accountable. Perhaps you didn't vote for this representative or this senator that's boycotting, that walked out on the Benghazi hearing, that had a sit-in against the Second Amendment. Maybe you didn't vote for them, but they're still supposedly representing you. So, you'd be the boss. You give them a call at 202-224-3121. It is Inauguration Day, and it is our obligation day. Every day in the Republic of the United States of America. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. It was difficult to compare these three lists that I have because there's so many. I should have started earlier. But I found one that's on every single one of them. And guess where he's from? Missouri. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we the people, the ones in power, we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday, but it is also Inauguration Day. And you know what else it is? I have a little boy with a birthday today. Okay, he's not little. He's about 6'1". But he has a birthday today, so I'm going to say happy birthday to him. I won't say his name, but I'll say happy birthday to my number two son. I have five of them. Then I number them because that's kind of easier than remember their names some days. Number two son has a birthday today, and I'm very proud of him. Very, very proud of him. Comparing these lists, these three lists in front of me of the Democrats who walked out on the family testimonies of Benghazi, who had a sit-in to protest against the Second Amendment, plus they used it as a fundraiser, which is against the rules, against the law, but that didn't stop the Democrats, did it? Because, you see, they don't believe in a republic, a constitutional republic, and they don't believe in a rule of law. Not for them. They're above it. Because they're elected officials. Wrong. There is no transfer of power today. The power is the people. Remember that. Don't let anyone tell you anything different. Now, yes, President Donald Trump is president, and he is in a powerful position. Who put him there? We the people. Even if you did not vote for him, he is your president. You cannot deny that. Barack Obama was my president. I never voted for him, but he was my president. and I didn't agree with the things he was doing because they were unconstitutional. Maybe they rub a spot for you, make you feel good, but they were really the socialistic policies that the Democrat Party pushes constantly robs you of liberty. I wish, oh, I wish that you could see that. Government cannot provide you anything without first taking it away from someone. And if you are willing to have that done that way, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry for you. The one name that I kept that was on all three of these lists is from Missouri. And it is, drum roll, William Lacey Clay. He walked out on the Benghazi hearing of the testimonies of the families. He did a sit-in for the against the Second Amendment, and he refuses to go to the inauguration of Donald Trump. Now, there are others that are the same, but I'll tell you what, it was hard to compare all three lists. Now, the walking out on the Benghazi hearing was in 2013. So I got a feeling a few of those didn't get reelected. Why Clay did, I don't know. But I have a feeling that a few of those did not get reelected. And I have all three of these lists. And you know what? I will compile them. And if you want them, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Please send me a donation as well, even if it's just a dollar to cover the paper and the mailing. I think it's interesting to know what these people stand for. And if you think that they're honoring anyone or being heroes in any way by boycotting the inauguration, you are sadly mistaken. Yes, we have a First Amendment right, but they were elected to a position to represent the people. They represent the people who voted for them, and they represent the people who did not vote for them, supposedly. But they take it on in their own to do whatever they want. They're a bunch of spoiled brat babies, and it's because you and I have been feeding them way too much. Need to cut back on those feedings. They need to learn that we're the ones with the power, not them. 202-224-3121. Now, something else I wanted to mention yesterday, and I kind of glad I didn't, because we kind of changed gears yesterday. And I'm trying to find my article here real quick, but I can't find it. Is the Women's March tomorrow. I'm not going to march with them. I don't agree with them. Now, I've started advertising again the Flip Side of Feminism, which is by the late Phyllis Schlafly and her niece. It's a wonderful book that teaches the truth about feminism. Ladies, being a lady is a good thing. We're seeing so many things that are said. And, of course, they this march, they won't let the pro-life women march with them, which I'm not sure why the pro-life women want to march with them. But they said they wanted unity, but the rest of the women don't want that. Kind of like the Democrats boycotting the inauguration. They do not want unity. They want their way or the highway. Well, guess who one of their tremendous representatives is that's going to lead them in their love-a-thon? None other than Jane Fonda. Yep. Jane Fonda is going to lead in a love-a-thon for the women when they march. Why are they marching? I'm a woman owning my own business. It's tough. I think it'd be tough if I was male. But it is tough. You know, giving birth was tough. Women are tough. We may not be muscular, but we're tough. I do cry, but I still think I'm tough. You got to roll with the punches, whether you're male or female. But they don't want us to accept a gender, except for that, in the march. You know, only women are allowed to march, and only women that agree with 100% with them are allowed to march. Pro-life women cannot march with the women. They don't deserve rights because they're pro-life. They're marching against what they think Donald Trump is, and they are wrong. I said a long time ago I would like to have a red heel march. Just get a whole bunch of us ladies with our red high heels or sneakers or flats and do a march. A march for who we are. This is who we are. You know, the inauguration today is a very special event. Watching some of what happened yesterday with the presenting of the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington, it was moving. It was touching. Very touching. I have an article today where I saw the headline where Trump had to turn over his cell phone. I bet that hurt. He had to turn over his cell phone today. He's giving up an awful lot. And I know you think, well, cell phone isn't that much. It's your personal life. It's your private life. Yes, it is. And he's giving it up today. He's giving up a lot today. I hope you realize that. Yes, he's still a billionaire. He's doing this job without accepting pay. He said, I'll take a dollar if you have to, if it has to be legal. I don't think it does. And many in his cabinet, everybody's fussing about them being millionaires, but they're not going to take a salary. They're already saving you money. I have another article that says a whole bunch of federal workers are going to quit their jobs. Well, there you go. That's going to save us some money, too. They're probably the ones that, you know, when there's bad weather and they're insignificant and they don't have to show up to work. This nation was designed to be a constitutional republic. A republic means that we the people are the ones with the power. We the people are the ones in control because we put those people in D.C. We elect them. Now, things are a little topsy-turvy. They're not quite the way they ought to be. But the reason for that, besides we've elected corrupt individuals, the reason for that is because we have stayed silent. And because we have stayed silent, we have become those forgotten people, the ones they look over. So they go to the ones that they know they can make dependent on government. And that's who they rely on to get elected. They keep bragging about Clinton getting the popular vote, but losing the Electoral College. Well, praise the Lord that that happened. Because the popular vote came from just certain areas, not from the entire nation, which is the reason we have an electoral vote, an Electoral College. We're going into a break. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Free for all. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877 895-5410. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state
states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Inauguration Day, but it's also Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. We have Jeff from Texas. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing real good, Beth Ann. You sound real good today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm getting stronger. I had that upper respiratory stuff, and it almost got me down, but I'm a tough gal, so I'm back up. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like to first say that I wish that everyone would please help contribute for your $60,000 bill you need to pay.
Thank you.
And then we can keep...
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. I'm a Vietnam vet. I served in 1969 and 1970, from the Tet Offensive in 68 all the way to the end of 1970 in May. And I only have this to say about the federal government. It is run by employees.
Mm.
And any employee, they're not prosecutable for following policy. None are prosecuted for criminality. And you cannot sue them. So that has not changed. They are still a bureaucratic, politically rogue treason dictatorship.
Wow. It's.
I have no.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your state. Finish your thought.
I was murdered by the VA after I got back from Vietnam.
Oh,
I was killed in there.
Mm.
And I got nothing. The Heavenly Father brought me back to life, and I got nothing. So I see the federal government has employed treason and murder.
Well, they have. They have. And, you know, it seems like, you know, now I know that the VAs, you know, around the nation, there's some that call in and they say they've been treated good by their VA. So I know it depends on who they hire. But it goes straight to the top. You know, it's been a, talk about forgotten people. You know, the VA, our vets, and thank you so much for your service, Jeff. Thank you. Thank you so much. But when our founding fathers put this government together, the federal government was to be the very least, the smallest. They have the least obligation. And we have somehow, through the years, turned that upside down. I like to say inside, outside, upside down, like the Bernstein Bears book. And it's absolutely, we the people are the problem because we didn't do what we needed to do to keep them in check. So now it's going to be a harder job, but I think we can get it done if we stand together. Thank you so much, Jeff, for calling. I appreciate it so much. We have Granny from New Mexico. Granny, how are you today?
Well, I'm okay. I was watching the television, and
yeah.
It reminded me of a couple of things from a book on quotes that I have that I thought I would remind people as they watch the inaugural, plus listen to the two main television stations that are covering it if you have an antenna on your roof. And I don't know about the other stations. But anyhow, the first one, they're both from the ancient times, the Latin quotes, you know, but it seemed like in those days they had a better way with words, perhaps, than we do now. And the first one is called, it says, "Damn with faint praise, assent with civil leer, and without sneering, teach the rest to sneer." And all I can say is just watching little bits here and there because I have many other things to do this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They have spent so much time on the people leaving the White House, and they have been praising them to the hills. Mm-hmm. But with anything that they say with Trump, and I'm only slightly a Trump supporter.
I understand.
They have sneered in every way possible without directly coming out and saying the words. And the second quote, if you had time for one more quick quote.
Sure.
Yes. It is more shameful to be praised faintly and coldly than be censured violently and severely. For the man who reviles is regarded as unjust and hostile, but the one who praises is regarded as a friend. Who would like to praise, but can find nothing to commend.
Wow.
And those are both from ancient Latin texts that are in books of quotes.
Now, are those quotes?
I thought we need to keep this in mind today, because all day long I know that everything that they pretend to be saying to commend the Trump administration coming in will often be really a
derogatory,
a sneer. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that bothers me, because he's not, you know, whether you like him or don't like him, why can't we just give him a chance? Let's see what he's going to do. You know, we may have to unelect him come 4 years down the road. We don't know. Let's give him a chance. You know, I'm kind of like you. I wasn't on board all the way at first. The more they hated him, the more I kind of liked him.
Well, I do think that in reality I've heard that discussed. And those of us who try to walk right down the middle, and I must say, even to your own program, if you can be less hard on the people who don't see everything exactly as you do, it would make it easier for those who walk a more middle path in society to feel open to insights from both sides.
Okay.
Yours too.
Fair enough.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Granny. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Try to be kind.
From ancient times, I think that we have lost a lot in our ability to look at things clearly.
I think
they,
you're right.
Did a very good job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Granny. Thank you very much. You know, we have... I have one here from Samuel Adams that kind of reminds me of what she's saying. If ever time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. We have an awful lot of people, those who are demonstrating, protesting against the Constitution or against the families in Benghazi and against other things, you know, even the Republicans, when they are all about themselves and not about we the people, then we are in a position where we need to do something as patriots to put an end to that. Not necessarily violently, but we need to get on the phone. And when I say that, I don't want you to get on the phone and go at them. I want you to tell them honestly, this kind of behavior is not acceptable. And, you know, they need to try to work things out. But the problem is, they don't believe in the Constitution anymore. And some of those are Republicans as well. They believe in big government because they're trapped in this. They're almost slaves to their own selfishness. They are trapped in this big government belief. And this belief that they are powerful. Remember when I had Joe the Plumber on? Back when he was really popular he's still popular, but when all that took place during the election in 2008... And he was traveling then as a guest with John McCain. And he asked John McCain, well, how many years have you been a public servant? And John McCain, Senator McCain, trying to run for president of the United States at that time, was offended to be called a servant. Well, our Lord was a servant. We should not be offended to serve. And as we the people, we need to serve. What we do now will affect the future generations. And we need to come together, Democrats and Republicans alike, find that common denominator. And that's what we need to hold on to. And that common denominator should be liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, and property. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. Battlefieldearth.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys with Western roots. Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books are their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts. In the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. Now, I'm gonna say something. You maybe make you mad, but one of the speakers, I just saw a tweet, and one of the things he said was, it's not a celebration of victory, but a celebration of a democracy. We are a constitutional republic with some Democrat policies. Democratic policies. Why don't they say a republic? You know? Because that means you're the ones with the power. That's why they don't say that. A quote here from Thomas Jefferson. Most bad government has grown out of too much government. And another one from Thomas Jefferson. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. When we talk about the D.C. occupiers or draining the swamp, this is what's going on. It has become a racket in D.C. About 3 years ago, I shared an article with you about D.C. being the new boom town. When we had the gold rush and the cattle industry kicked off, and it was the boom towns that took place. But the exception is, or the difference is, the boom towns of Gold Rush and cattle produced something. The boom town in D.C. takes away. It is about taking away from the American people. Tax dollars. There's lobbyists up there paying people for this and paying people for that. Money going under the tables for these elected officials. You have to stop and think, why do they leave office, multimillionaires, when their salary doesn't make them that? It's interesting, very interesting to me that that happens. I want to thank Jeff from Texas for putting a shout out about my need with the satellite switchover. It's going to be a great financial need, and I'll be honest with you, it feels overwhelming and astronomically almost impossible to me. But then I got to thinking, and I've told a few people, and they kind of chuckled about this, and I laugh about it as well. I need the $60,000. Now, I actually need $40,000. The extra $20,000 is also a need that will have to go along with that 40 because of the switching over of the satellite and the need for equipment here in my office studio. So the $60,000 need seems next to impossible for me, but I got to thinking, and you know, I kind of write down, well, how many people can give $5 and this will happen, or $10 or $20 or $30 or $40 or $50 and on and on. I thought, you know, I only need 60 people to give $1,000. And that made it sound kind of simple. And yesterday I had one person, and this person I did not talk to them, I did not tell them this. They gave $1,000. So now I only need 59 people to give $1,000. I've had some $20, $30, $50, and $100 gifts on there. So I'm up to over that $1,000 mark. But I'm a long way from $60,000. We just started on it. So I just want you to think about that and pray about it. I only need 60 people to give $1,000. And I have been trying to push the pencil and do the math, and I do need your help. But it's at GoFundMe.com. And when you search for this, you just search CSC Talk Radio, and it brings mine up in the first. There's several that it'll bring up, but mine is the first one that you will see. If you'd rather not give through the GoFundMe, you know, they take a little bit back from that. So even if I get 60,000 collected, I won't get 60,000, but it'll be enough to get through. But they will take a percentage, a commission on what is collected. That's only right. They're doing the work. But if you prefer, you can send it to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. I'm going to ask you to specify that it's satellite, because right now my need is so great, I'm having trouble just getting the bills paid month to month. So I have somebody working on sales on a commission base only, but she just started, and it's going to take a few months to get contracts in here. And so I don't like asking for money. I know you say, but you've been doing it for almost a year, Beth. Yeah, I know I have, but I don't like it. Never have liked it. I do believe I'm where I'm supposed to be here. And I have provided a voice for you, which most talk shows don't. I give you the Fridays, and most days I let you say whatever you want with on topic. But Fridays are usually yours. And most talk shows don't do that. So it's your voice. Whether we stay or Beth goes and finds a job. I've not had a salary for 6 years now. not had an income at all on my side. But I believe I'm in the right place. But just like anybody else, I do need to have some kind of an income. And the $60,000 does not give Beth a dime. It does not give Beth a dime. It all will go to the satellite situation that I have at hand. Every penny of it. We're reaching the final of today's show. It is Inauguration Day. Whether you voted for Donald Trump and Mike Pence or not, this is what America decided. We accepted that. I did whenever we had changing of power before. And I have not always got the president I voted for. There was a few times I didn't. But they're still the president of the United States regardless. But it is our obligation as a republic, as we the people, to keep an eye on all of our elected officials, local and on up. And as we close today, I want to remind you, when we were set up by the founding fathers, God is first, the people are second. God created the people. The people created the state, and the state created the federal government. And it is in that order, God, people, state, and the least of these is the federal government. We need to bring it back to that. And we will see America come home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.